Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my favorite thing. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of the guys and say, and I want to say to you, they're just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
good afternoon, everyone. I'm your host, Mr. Motivator. And we want to welcome you that tuned in to the broadcast. You've tuned in again to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey. And I'm encouraging you that are listening to dream big. I want you to dare to dream and keep thinking big. You have a purpose, and it's time for you to fulfill it. You've tuned in to the right broadcast. So don't you go anywhere. You stay right there and get ready for some motivation and inspiration. Today, our subject is going to entail something that all of us are challenged with. And this is the question that I pose to you, and this is what our show will be about today. What kind of professional are you? Let me repeat that again, folks. What kind of professional are you? Are you a professional in your field? Or are you a professional thought founder? And if this is your first time tuning in to the Mr. Motivator Show, I just want to welcome you, and I want to invite you to tune into the show again and make sure you tell all your friends and your loved ones, give them an opportunity to tune in and listen to our broadcast also. And if you want to know more about me, the host, Dwight Jeffrey, and you want to know more about the Mr. Motivator Show, feel free to go to our blog, www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. Again, the title of our show, and what I really want you to think about and challenge yourself today, is are you, what kind of professional are you? Are you a professional in your field, or are you a professional thought founder? All of us are challenged in life. But the professionals, if you're a professional, you understand what it means to strive hard, to be the best, and to be a high-caliber person, and to know your subject matter, and to be able to make a difference, not just with your clients and your customers, but with everyone that you come in contact with. When you're considered a professional, that means you've obtained a level of respect for what you're doing in the particular field that you're working with. I want to ask you another question. If you're not a professional in your field, ask yourself a question. What kind of professional am I? Am I a professional fault finder? Now, before we go any further, I think it's important that we define each of these areas that we're going to cover today. Now, a professional is someone that is a source, or they base everything on the source of their area of expertise and their livelihood. Okay? Now, what is a fault finder? A professional fault finder is basically someone that has become trained and specialized in the area of looking for flaws, errors, and mistakes in others. A professional fault finder is also defined as someone who feels their responsibility is in locating something wrong in someone else, or it's their responsibility to find someone that they can blame. That's what a professional fault finder is. And I want you to think today about what's going on in your life. I want you to think about how you're handling situations that occur. And in today's broadcast, we want to attempt to help you focus on being the best in your field. And if you choose to be a professional fault finder, we want you to look at some of the reasons that you may have chosen to be a professional fault finder. Another thing I want you to think about that we've noticed that professionals have, and the professionals in their field especially, are successful, number one, is because they have a desire to experience greatness. They're optimistic about their career, about their field, and what they're trying to accomplish. And we define, optimistic is defined as the belief that good ultimately prevails over evil. It's also defined as the tendency to take the most hopeful and cheerful view in matters. If you're serious about your field, friend, you should have an optimistic mindset, and you should expect to prevail and to solve problems for people and to help people in your particular area, in your particular field of study. Another thing that we noticed about a professionals in their fields is that they want to maintain absolute integrity. They want to be complete. They want to be sound. They want to offer soundness and wholeness. And also, integrity means to be upright, to have honesty, and to have sincerity. If you are professional in your field, these are some things that you need to master. These are things that need to radiate from you. Upright, being upright, being honest and being sincere. That's going to help you achieve your goals and help you achieve that recognition as a professional. Okay? Now, another thing that we notice about professionals in their field is that when you're a professional in your field, okay, you know your stuff because you spend time investing in that area. You may go to school, you may get training, you may get degrees, you go out into the field and learn that particular field and what's involved in it so you can be the best. A professional in their field will also declare their vision. You must see yourself being able to offer your service, to offer your products, or to offer your specialty in that particular field. Okay, another thing that we see with the professionals in their field is that they usually show an uncommon commitment. They're committed to being the best CPA, the best financial planner, the best athlete, the best doctor, okay? And a professional in their field, also, we find that they expect positive results. Do you expect positive results in what you're doing or what you've chose to do in life? Another thing that we notice about professionals in their field is that they strive to take care of people. They want to do the best that they can for their customers, for their clients, for the people around them. Another thing that we notice about professionals is that they put duty before self. In other words, they want to do their job, and whatever their responsibility is, they want to make sure that they fulfill that before they're content with themselves. They put their clients first. Another thing that is noticed about professionals in their field is that they stand out in front. When you understand what you're doing and you enjoy what you're doing and you appreciate what you're doing, it shows. You automatically have a presence and you stand out in front. And professionals in their fields strive not only to be the best, but they strive to make a difference. Has that always been your goal, or is that your philosophy in life, to do your best and to make a difference? That's what a professional in their field will do their best to maintain, and they want to live their life and their career around those principles. And it's important for you to think about these things and to work hard and to develop these things so that you can be the professional in your field and you can be sought out. You can be a sought after person when you understand what you do and you're good at doing it and you do it to the best of your abilities. People look for those kinds of people. I know myself, I don't want someone who doesn't care about their job. I don't want someone working with me who doesn't believe in making a commitment, who doesn't understand responsibility, who doesn't want to be different from the rest of the crowd. Okay? Now what we want to do is look at some other things. We want to look at the professional fault finders. And I know you're probably wondering, what is a professional fault finder? Who are they? Where did they come from? Am I part of that group? And I hope that you're not. If for those of you that are listening, if you find yourself with some of these characteristics, now is the time to work on yourself and developing you, to work on you so that you won't be known as a professional fault finder. For those of you that just tuned in to the broadcast, I just want to welcome you. This is the Mr. Motivated Show, and I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, where we strive and encourage everyone, dare to dream, and to think big. We're covering on our show today, what kind of a professional are you? Are you a professional in your field, or are you a professional fault finder? Now, what is a professional fault finder? And we're going to go ahead and define what a professional fault finder is, because I want you to really think about this and ask yourself, is this something that I need to get away from? Is this something that has been a part of my life and I find myself going there? Okay? A professional fault finder is defined as someone who feels that it's their responsibility to find something wrong in someone so that they can blame that person for the problem. A professional fault finder is also someone who always looks for flaws and errors and mistakes in others. They flourish on these things. They're not satisfied unless they have something that they've gathered, which is usually negative, to talk about. And they live on, and they pride themselves on putting down others and putting down what other people do, putting down their projects because they are professional fault finders. Ladies and gentlemen, are you a professional fault finder? And if you're not, is there someone in your household? Is there someone in your marriage? Is there someone at your job, in your organization? Is there someone involved with your group, and you've noticed that they are professional fault finders? And I encourage you, if you know those people, know who they are and be prepared for them to come at you and to talk about what you're doing and to tear down your work, okay? Now, another trait that may not that you may not know that a lot of professional fault finders carry is that they are pessimistic. You see, a professional in their field will be optimistic, and that means they look for good in a situation. They expect something to be learned or something good to come out of every situation. Well, a professional fault finder is usually very pessimistic, and pessimistic is defined as someone who believes that the evil in life always outweighs the good. A pessimistic person is someone who has a tendency to expect the worst outcome in any circumstances. And professional fault finders are pessimistic. They look for the worst. They expect the worst because it's a learned pattern that they've accepted, and they thrive on it, and they think that's what makes them better than everyone else. Okay? Now, another thing we find about professional fault finders is that many of them feel that they are superior to everyone in the world, and that they're the only ones that are smart or that can do anything. Even when they make mistakes and they do things wrong, a professional fault finder only views everyone else as being bad or being below them. Professional fault finders are often considered very insecure people. A professional fault finder is someone who's insecure about themselves, and they look for the bad in someone else, and they try to build their confidence up on pointing out bad things about other people. Another area that we see that's involved with professional fault finders is that they usually hate everything that's positive unless it benefits them directly. Did you hear what I'm saying? The professional fault finders usually hate everything that's positive around them unless it benefits them in some kind of way. Professional fault finders are mainly concerned about themselves. The main words they use in sentences are I, me, and I, and me. Those are words that they use big and often. Professional fault finders enjoy breaking up partnerships. They enjoy breaking up relationships. If you observe any broken relationship, or if you observe partnerships, even there are organizations that have been split up because of professional fault finders. If you go and check everything and observe and look at what happened, you will see where the professional fault finders gathered their information and they went to someone who was like-minded, someone that they considered like themselves to be superior, and that person always has an eye open to see something or to look for something bad in others. Now, professional fault finders attack the visions of others because they have no vision. And the reason why professional fault finders have no vision is because they spend their time looking to tear down other people's visions. Professional fault finders are professional at finding something wrong with the vision of others. And guess what, folks? If the professional fault finders could take their intelligence and take the negative and work with other people to achieve goals, we would live in a better world. There would be better relationships. People would get along better. But no, that's not the goal. That's not the desire of a professional fault finder. Professional fault finders attack the visions of others because they have no vision. They don't want a vision. The only vision that they have is to see themselves turn down someone else's vision. You may not notice this, but professional fault finders rarely or hardly ever have lots of friends. That's right. Watch that professional fault finder that's in your home or that's in your family or that's in your job, on your job or in your organization. You will notice that they don't have a lot of friends. They don't have close friends. Usually they have associates, and they look for people that they can sit around with and talk about what's bad and what a problem is with everyone else. A professional fault finder will identify the leader in a company, and then they'll go back and look for things to say negatively about that leader. They'll look for things to come against that leader's leadership because a professional fault finder doesn't want anyone to be at the top but themselves, but they're not willing to make the contribution to do what it takes to get to the top because they spend most of their time, they spend the majority of their life looking for negatives, looking for faults, looking for flaws, looking for errors in other people. Okay? And the professional fault finders, not only do they not have a lot of friends, professional fault finders are always highly critical of others. There's no way to get around it, folks. A professional fault finder is not satisfied unless they're looking for something to criticize someone about. Criticize is what they live for. They strive for. That's why a lot of them usually have failed marriages or they have problems in their marriages because they don't look for the good in anyone else except themselves. They see bad in their spouse. They see bad in their children. They see bad on their job. They see bad with their coworkers. And they carry this attitude everywhere. And most of them always misconstrue things. Professional fault finders always overreact. Because when you fill your mind up with so many flaws and so many negatives, it's easy to overreact because you have planted so much bad or negative, when the good comes through, you just miss out on it. Another thing that we notice about professional fault finders is that they are usually unhappy people because they believe that the world or the economy has problems that can't be solved because they really and truly believe that they are the only ones that are perfect and that there are not enough perfect people that there are not enough perfect people like themselves on the planet. In other words, they can't see the economy getting better. They can't see the job situation getting better. They can't see any solutions for a health bill, because if it doesn't involve them, if they're not at the helm of it, it's a disaster. It's stupid. It's dumb. This thing will not work. People, we have to watch ourselves and watch the people that we hang around. Because if you're around professional fault finders, if you're not careful, you can end up becoming a professional fault finder because you surrounded yourself with those kinds of people, and you end up thinking that that's the way of life, and that's the way it has to be. I'll give you a good example. Regardless of every president who's ever been in office, the president is limited. The president can only do so much because the president must have help from the Congress. The president must have help from his particular cabinet and other organizations that exist, and also the other administrations. We all have to work together. An example I think would be a good one is that we look at our president today, and our president is trying hard to make this a better world. But we have professional fault finders who are only looking for the bad. They can't see anything positive about the economy, about solutions for alternative solutions for energy or resources that can help our economy. Professional fault finders only look for flaws. They look for negatives. They look for everything to tear down a person. And then they blame everything on one person. So we can't blame everything on our president. So we all have a part. We all have a part. We have a duty to vote. We have a duty to stand up for what's right in our community. We have a duty to help our fellow man. And so when we get to work, we want to blame everything that's going on one man. Guess what? You and I have become a professional fault finder when we get to the place where that all we can see is negative that exists when someone is trying to do good. Folks, I want to challenge you to do your best to rise beyond the professional fault finder and move away from those people. Let's become professionals in our fields. Let's become a part of the solution for making this a greater world and for making our economy better, instead of becoming professional fault finders and wasting a lot of people's time and energy talking about problems and looking for more problems. Don't you think it's a waste of your time to tune in and to watch a TV show that has 2 hours and it's only centered around the problems? It's only centered around the negatives. There is nothing positive because there's a professional fault finder who's taking the time to bring up all of the negatives, who's taking the time to focus on everything that's wrong, everything that's a flaw, everything that looks bad, because that's what a professional fault finder lives for. Okay, another character that I want us to take a look at is that professional fault finders are usually paranoid with fear and envy. Professional fault finders are paranoid with fear and envy. They fear everything and everyone. And they're envious of anyone that strives to do better than them. You know, but folks, I think we should admire people that are great, people that do things that maybe we haven't done. I think we should admire people that strive to make a difference, not only just in our lives, but in people around the world. When we study or find out about someone who's worked hard and maybe they've won the Nobel Peace Prize, we should admire those people. We should admire them. We should look at, hey, is there something we can take from what those people did to enhance our lives or enhance the lives of the people around us? But that will never happen with the professional fault finders, because professional fault finders do not have respect for anyone other than themselves. Professional fault finders are expert complainers and expert criticizers on everything and everyone. Now, you that are listening, I want you to tell me. You let me know if you've been successful just by surrounding your leadership team or adding leaders that were professional fault finders. No one is going anywhere when they're surrounded by professional fault finders. If a team goes to the NBA, if a team goes to the Super Bowl, those players must learn to accept each other and to be professionals in their field and work with each other. They learn to understand each other. They learn to identify with each other. They learn to respect each other. And when a team can respect each other and a team can play as a team, that's the team that usually wins the championship. No team is going to win anything when they're, each and every player is a professional fault finder and the whole team is filled up with chaos and so much negative contamination. When you're a professional fault finder, there are signs. You leave a trail of negative dust everywhere that you settle. Professional fault finders are legends in their own minds. And many of them have their minds filled with bigotry, racism, and evilness. When you're a professional fault finder, you're open to all the evil parallels that exist within our society, because those negative, evil things become a feeding ground for you. And I challenge you that are listening today to take a close, honest assessment, examine yourself, and ask yourself, am I a professional in my field, or am I really and truly a professional fault finder? Am I the person who's always discouraged my kids, who destroyed their self-esteem? Am I the teacher who's discouraged other students and went against other colleagues and created problems and created things that weren't there? Am I the teacher that always overreacts on everything? When you're a professional fault finder, ladies and gentlemen, you will see the signs. The proof will be in the pudding. When you're feeling good and you're feeling great and you're motivated, you're enthusiastic and you're happy, and you walk in an environment with professional fault finders, all of a sudden, the high level of energy, the enthusiasm, everything that you had, it begins to slowly come down. Because professional fault finders will pull the positive energy away from you. You can feel them. And I challenge you today to check out your environment. Check out the people that you hang around and ask yourself, hey, are these people professional fault finders? Have I become a professional fault finder? Another thing about professional fault finders is that they have negative attitudes about life. And there's a dark cloud that seems to follow them wherever they go. If I'm talking about you today, it's time for you to do something about it, sir. Ma'am, it's time for you to do something about being a professional fault finder. It's time for you to realize that that's creating chaos for you everywhere you go. And I hope that everyone's listening. I don't want a husband to lose his wife. I don't want a wife to lose her husband because she's become a professional fault finder. And I don't want that husband to lose his wife because he's also a professional fault finder. Because if you're a professional fault finder, sooner or later, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to be by yourself. And you're not, no one anywhere will want to be around you. The only way you can get, you'll be able to get someone to spend, to come around you and to give you some time, you will have to do something for them. You have to give them something or try to buy your way in with that particular person, because nobody in their right mind will want to be around a professional fault finder. Here's something else that we've noticed with professional fault finders. Professional fault finders, many of them are very sneaky, and they're great sabotagers. If you're sneaky and you're a sabotager, and you look for situations and ways to sabotage people, to sabotage relationships, guess what? You're doing it to yourself. And if you're a professional fault finder and you're dealing with some of these things we're talking about, I want to encourage you right now. Mr. Motivator wants you to go and get some help. Go and talk to a doctor. Talk to a psychiatrist or a psychologist and get some kind of help. And the last thing I want to look at with a professional fault finder is that a professional fault finder never sees anything positive because they spend 95% of their time focusing on the negatives that are in others. Friends, don't let the professional fault finder attitude, personality, or spirit destroy your life. Don't let it rob your life. Do something about it right now. This is a great time to say, hey, I'm not going to be that person. I was once that person. I was once very critical. I was always looking for ways to criticize people and to put them down and to tear down everything positive or anything positive that I can get close to. If that's you, you don't have to live that way. You don't have to be that person for the rest of your life. You can change. And the way you can change is by studying the attitudes of a professional in their field and taking note of how they achieve success and how many of them are successful because they help others and they enjoy helping others. They're successful because they focus more on helping others or more on the person than they do on the money. Professional fault finders usually focus more on the money than anything else because the money is their only motivation. A professional fault finder is concerned mainly about themselves. And that's what they think about all of the time. But how can you live a life where you're always truly thinking about yourself and all you want to see good happen is only for yourself and you don't have any aspirations of seeing anyone around you experience good or experience success? I don't know anyone in their right mind who's a professional fault finder who'd like to stay one. You don't have to live in that rut. You can change your life today just by first acknowledging you can't get help if you're addicted to something until you first realize the fact that you are addicted. You can't get help with breaking away from being an alcoholic until you first acknowledge that you are an alcoholic and that you have a problem. You can't break away from being a professional fault finder until you first acknowledge the truth and acknowledge the fact that you are a professional fault finder. Once you acknowledge that you're a professional fault finder or that you've been a professional fault finder, then you can move forward with your life and you can get help. And you can begin to reprogram your mind with positive ideas and solutions. You can change the environment. You can change the friends that you hang around. You don't have to hang around professional fault finders, and you don't have to hang around people who are always complaining and talking about others and are always making criticism be the subject of their conversation. You don't have to surround yourself with those people. All you need to do is to work at being the best that you can be. And if you've hindered people in your life, especially your family, sit down and talk to them and say, hey, I apologize and I realize the fact that I was very hard on you. And say that to your loved one or to your kids. And please, and ask them to forgive you for being a professional fault finder. Tell your son, little Bobby, that, hey, Bobby, you love basketball, and, son, I want you to play the sport and enjoy it and have fun and do the best that you can do and be the best that you can be. But don't eternalize everything that I said, especially when I criticize you and I took your self-esteem and I chopped you down because your daddy is a professional fault finder. Son, forgive me. Things are going to be different from today. And you can do the same thing with your daughter, your friend, or your spouse. And once you do that, you're going to see yourself gradually moving forward You're going to see change being inevitable for you because you've done the things that you need to do to help you rise above those things. And when you work on being a professional in your field, guess what? You become coachable. You become positive and optimistic. You become a better communicator. You become an encourager, and you work at making other people feel good about themselves. You develop the discipline to work at change in your life so that you can be a better leader. When you are a professional and in your field, you become focused. You become a hard worker. And intensity is a goal that you strive for. And when you're a professional in your field, you work toward being a tenacious person. And you work at making a difference in other people's lives. And when you are a professional in your field, you know that you should never give up, because there's always room for improvement, okay? And when you're a professional in your field, you learn to respect other leaders. You learn to learn from other leaders, listen to other leaders, and you become the leader that wants to build a good and solid team. Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. And all of you that are listening, I want you to take personal examination of yourself and look at what can you do to improve your life and the life around you. And what can you do to move out of the zone of being a professional fault finder? And if you work at achieving those things, guess what? You can have a better future. You can have a better life. You can experience personal growth in your life. You can experience a better world. You'll be able to visualize. You'll have a vision instead of being angry that you have no vision and you want to attack others that have a vision. When you become a professional in your field and you strive to improve yourself, guess what? All of a sudden you notice you begin to think different. You want to live different. You begin to set realistic goals for yourself and for your life. And your future becomes very bright. I want to challenge each and every one of you to think about that. Be the best that you can be. Live your life and enjoy it. And those of you that may who've just tuned in and maybe you missed our broadcast, you can go back and check everything out. Feel free to go to my blog. It's www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. Again, folks, this is the Mr. Motivator Show. I want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. I want you to tune in and be with us every Saturday afternoon from 5 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And don't forget, to tell your friends and your family to join us every Saturday. And if you want to look at the things that I have going on, where I will be performing, you want to look at some strategies, you want to look at some ideas that can help you in your day-to-day life, go to my blog. If you want to purchase my book, it's called Success is an Attitude. Go to my blog. You can purchase the book. And what we've covered today, is a lot of the material is in my book, and it will help you propel yourself in life to move forward. Also, folks, I want to encourage you. Remember this. Dare to dream and keep thinking big. You have a purpose to. You have a purpose, and it's time for you to fulfill it. So tune in to our weekly broadcast, because Mr. Motivator will have another exciting show for you to help you become who you are supposed to be. We're going to fill you with motivation and inspiration. Again, folks, thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. And be sure to check the blog. Also, I want to thank all of my guests, and I want to thank all of my listeners from around the world. The emails that came in this week were just sensational, and I want to thank all of you for the compliments about the show. And we're striving every day because we want this show to be the best for you. And we want to thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. And remember, dare to dream and keep thinking big. Discover what your purpose is and fulfill that purpose. Thank you, folks, for tuning in to the broadcast. We look to see you again the same time, the same place, on next broadcast. This is the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey. Check me out on my blog, www.dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. You folks have a great evening, and we'll see you on the next broadcast.